Last night's delay in election returns from Hillsborough County are being blamed on the vendor that Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson is using this year, Premier Election Solutions. But that explanation is not flying with former County Commissioner Phyllis Busansky, who is running as a Democrat against Johnson this fall.
Of course it's not acceptable. I mean, you have to make it work. I don't care what the excuses are. You have to make it work. The Supervisor of Elections has one job, one basic job, which is make sure that the votes are counted accurately and they've gone out to the citizens of the county. And it didn't happen.
Now, Supervisor of Elections Johnson criticized you last night for politicizing the issue. He said the last office in the U.S. that should be publicized is the supervisor's office. What do you say to that?
Oh, I don't think I politicized it at all. I think it shouldn't be political at all. It shouldn't matter what party you're in or anything like that at all. But I don't think that that's what I did. I got all sorts of phone calls last night. I had no intention of going down to the canvassing board. But after all these phone calls kept coming in and we were watching the results and there were no results, I decided to go down and see what happened because people really didn't have confidence in what was going on. And they clearly, I think, had confidence in me. And so I went down. That wasn't politicizing anything.
The general election campaign basically begins now. What's the main message that you want to tell Hillsborough County voters about why they should choose you over Buddy Johnson?
I think the main message is that they can have confidence in me, that they can trust that I will get the job done. There is no other message out there. I think trust and confidence in my competency, in my honesty, in my integrity, in my ability to make things happen. I have a degree in management, right? And I know how to manage. I was appointed by Lawton Childs. I served under Lawton Childs and Jeb Bush in Florida's first welfare-to-work agency. It was recognized nationally. We managed. We put in place a new data system. We did all sorts of things, Mitch. And we did them well, and we did them in a timely fashion. So my message to the voter is, if you want someone who you can have confidence in, who you can trust, who is clearly competent, then I certainly hope they'll vote for me.
There have been a lot of critical stories about Buddy Johnson in the newspapers here. Since you declared yourself as a candidate, there's been some stories here. We've been seeing those articles, and in many ways, maybe they say a lot about the candidate or not. But what about yourself? Are you going to be firmly making this message that you are the better candidate in the next couple of months? Will we see you out there in the lot in the stump?
Well, the truth of the matter is I already have been out. I've been out all over. But because I wasn't in the, primary, it really didn't come to a lot of the news attention. But I am committed to restoring confidence in the election process so everyone will know that their votes are accurately counted. And I will be everywhere. I have been everywhere. My schedule is horrendous, but it's exciting. It's horrendous because it's busy, but it's exciting because I think people really are interested in making sure that their vote counts.